Notorious for its brutal tactics, the criminal gang known as MS-13 originated in the 80s at the end of El Salvador's Civil War, when thousands of refugees fled to the United States to escape the violence.
We came to live here in the United States to a place called Koreatown, where we grew up and we faced the reality of this country. It was a cultural shock for us.
Stephen Dudley is co-director of Insight, which monitors and investigates organized crime in the Americas.
Migran hacia Estados Unidos, entran en Los Ángeles y comienzan como un grupo.
They migrate to the United States, enter Los Angeles, and start a social and protection group, Social, because they listen to a lot of rock music and other music, and then group around those issues, and over time, they became increasingly violent, more aggressive.
Poniendo cada vez como más violentos, más agresivos.
MS-13 gets its name from La Mara, meaning gang, and Salvatrucha, the name of a Salvadoran guerrilla fighters. 13 refers to the 13th letter of the alphabet, or La M, the name of a Mexican gang in Los Angeles. For many like Sanchez, the gang was like family.
Tuve muchos problemas.
I, above all, had many problems, not only in the community outside, at school, but also at home, and we suffered. There was a lot of physical abuse.
Mucho abuso físico.
Claro, es natural.
It's natural for a young person to seek to group with other young people similar to them, and this is the recruitment process with the MS-13.
I'm directing the FBI and other investigative agencies to target gangs that involve juveniles in violent crime.
In response to the increased gang violence in some urban centers, then-President Bill Clinton fast-tracked deportations in the 1990s. Sending thousands of known criminals back to their home countries in El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. Sanchez was deported back to El Salvador in 1994, but like many who went back, Sanchez became an outcast.
Mis tatuajes vino a ser una marca.
My tattoos became a mark of terror and a mark of discrimination. People mistrusted me, people crushed me, and people feared me. Then that combination of things does not give a space for one to calm down, for one to create a life. I had to flee.
No le da uno espacio para uno calmarse, para uno crear una vida. No, sino que uno tenía que vivir.
Sanchez returned to the U.S. a changed man, and now heads a non-profit organization that helps former gang members transition to society. Sanchez has much work to do. Despite mass deportations, the gang's criminal activities continue with more than 30,000 active members worldwide. Cristina Caicedo-Smith, VOA News.